More and more of us are working from home now, whether that be running our own businesses, working remotely for someone else, or managing everyday life admin. Having a comfortable, functional, and organized home office is a real productivity and efficiency booster, but you don't want to spend hours maintaining it. Here are 6 easy steps to organize your home so it always feels good to work in. Get rid of the clutter. Before you organize the space, get rid of the things you don't need. Take a little time to sort through your paperwork, office supplies, and tech, keeping only the items that are essential to your work. Throw away anything that's not useful anymore or anything out of date or with missing pieces, and sell and donate the rest. Make sure you shred any confidential papers that you're getting rid of. Set up a simple filing system. A simple filing system that is easy to use makes such a difference to your productivity. No one likes setting up their filing system, but it's so worth it when you can file and find everything quickly and easily. I recommend setting up a small physical filing cabinet and also a digital version, as more and more bills and invoices and receipts are heading to digital rather than a hard copy these days. When it comes to filing categories, think in terms of what would I search for if I was looking for this a year from now, and categorize your folders and files in line with how you'd find it later. Or you can feel free to use my filing cabinet categories list if you'd like a quick and easy option to organize yours. I'll leave a link to it in the show notes so you can check it out today. Add some clever storage solutions. Bookcases, shelving units, and filing cabinets are all great options to keep your office supplies and equipment organized. Make it pretty with decorative storage boxes or baskets for storing smaller items. Choose a stylish pen holder, cute USB drives, invest in a beautiful, good quality bag for your laptop and your chargers, and get yourself a special coffee cup and a coaster just for the office. Those little touches do add up. And speaking of touches, add some feel-good touches to the room. You'll be spending a lot of time here, so why not make it feel amazing? Add cushions, a throw blanket, soft lighting, a candle, artwork, a lovely plant in a gorgeous pot, and anything else that helps turn your office into more of a haven. And then you'll find yourself more motivated to get in there and get your work done. Create a simple work routine. You don't need to schedule every minute of every hour, but a little direction for your workday can keep you on track and help you get things done without too much procrastination or distraction. Divide your work time into segments and set boundaries for your office hours, your meetings, and your email. Take regular breaks to recharge and make a to-do list, or schedule your to-dos directly into your calendar, and when your work time is done, leave your laptop in the office so you're not tempted to work unpaid overtime. Clean it regularly. Keep your home office clean and tidy the easy way by taking cups, glasses, and dishes out at the end of each day, dusting your furniture and equipment regularly, and wiping down your desk and other surfaces once a week. I hope you found these ideas helpful. If you're ready for next steps in organizing your home and life, you might want to check out my popular House and Family Binder. It's a simple set of prints to help you get organized and run your household without stress or overwhelm. I'll leave a link in the show notes so you can check it out, and I'll see you in the next episode.